Westlock. Westlock County councillors will tour Rottiers Beach before spending any municipal dollars on minor improvements at the site. That's the result of more than an hour of debate spread across a pair of meetings that led to a 6-1 vote at the county's March 8 meeting that will see council and a county staffer visit the site this spring before continuing the discussion. Deputy Reeve Ray Marquette was the lone dissenting vote. Marquette had initially asked council to rescind resolution number 199-2021. That council direct administration to complete minor improvements to create better access to Rottiers Beach for the public up to a maximum of $2,000. The motion was lost 3-4, with Marquette and councillors Stuart Fox Robinson and Francis Cloutier in favor. I think we're missing the big picture here. The only reason any of this started was because of the new owners of the piece of property. If they want access to their property, it's in the county bylaws to make a road allowance and to build it to county spec, said Marquette. I had concerns with this from the very first time it was brought up. But what I do know is that they are used by some residents, but certainly not all residents, said Cown. Fox Robinson, adding, we've spent an awful lot of time on this one issue and I'm no further forward. While Cown. Jared Stitson agreed that the initial request came from the landowner. After the previous council visited the site, they realized the volume of the public using it. Located northwest of town, the beach sits on the banks of Pembina River. I think it's great for everyone to get out there and see it and know what we're dealing with, said Stitson, whose monologue was interrupted by a string of obscenities from former Cown. Dennis Primo, who was viewing the meeting online. Until I went out there and surveyed the site myself, I didn't realize what a great opportunity is there. Councillors went round and round on the issue during a 45-minute debate at their February 15 governance and priorities meeting. In addition to agreeing then to pause a $2,000 spend to fix holes in the road, council directed admin to prepare a report detailing the potential costs to develop Rottiers Beach to a similar standard as to what was done at Antonsons Beach in the fall 2019. That report, presented by Community Services Coordinator Adrian Finnegan at the March 8 meeting, notes the county spent $8,087 for a primitive trail to Antonsons Beach, a land survey, 100 meters of brushed trail, barbed wire fencing with a gate, refuse station with recycle bin at the mouth of the trail and various signage for parking, trespassing and trail rules. For Rottiers Beach, Finnegan outlined a potential $20,000 budget, including $15,000 to upgrade 800 meters of road allowance with gravel and ditch work, $2,000 for a land survey, $2,500 for garbage, recycle bins, discounted via grants, and $500 for signage. Ultimately, administration recommended a second option, which would see the county spend $2,000 to fill holes in the road and create better access. Option 2 is somewhat of a middle ground, having a place that's free and affordable for residents to go to. And I think that's what we're here as a council for, is to provide things like that. But when we're making budget cuts, we also don't want to put $20,000 towards recreation without proper consultation or exactly knowing what we're doing, said Cown. Isaac Scubin. I don't personally have a problem with this so long as it doesn't go past the $2,000, because people do access this, a lot of the younger generation, that's where they go, added Cown. Sherry Provençal. For $2,000, that's a pretty cheap recreation spot. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.